little under a couple hours from now, they're going to be releasing all the ladybugs in downtown Regina Victoria Park. More on that coming right up here with my next guest, Mayor Chad Baczynski, for his weekly studio visit here. Over the phone here, welcome back, sir. Always appreciate you joining us weekly. I know council is on a summer break. When's the next meeting? When's it coming up?
Yeah, executive next on the 23rd and then council on the 30th.
Well, certainly you haven't taken time off. At least I hope you haven't, because we pay you big money to be mayor. You know that. What sort of fires have you been helping to put out in the meantime with no council meetings?
Lots of meetings, lots of things going on in the city. You know, specifically one, I got over to the warehouse bid meeting where they meet with a number of the businesses and the contractors in the city around the work happening on Dewdney. So that's, you know, one example of meetings that are still ongoing through the summer, especially with the big construction going on there. So just getting up to speed on the progress, making sure that we're on track, making sure that we're trying to pivot and facilitate some of the needs of the businesses at the same time.
Okay, I have seen a few, you know, in the pivots, and that being, I've seen City Regina signs advertising to shop local there as businesses remain open. Is it on time?
Yeah, right now we're good. I mean, there's been some challenges with, you know, digging up underground infrastructure, but right now we're on time. We're still rocking pretty good. So, So far so good.
What phase are we in downtown Regina right now? I know last week when you were on, you mentioned how SAS Power had to do their thing first and then moving across through downtown Regina. Where are we now?
Yeah, I actually just took a walk down there, and it looks like the close to Albert Street end is getting close there. So, you know, the hope is that we're getting pretty close on that end. So hopefully there's movement. I don't have officially the update, so I won't speak officially, but I think it looks like things are starting to come together. And the hope is maybe we open up a few lanes here and there, maybe closer even to Broad Street as well, as they're getting some of that work done. So lots of work happening, and I know the crews are working as fast as they can to get things done.
New recycling and garbage changes, Mayor Chad Baczynski. What's going on here?
So as of July 1st, we've actually aligned with the SK Recyclables, so the provincial way of handling recycling. And so what that means is there's a few changes of what can and can't go into the bins. So, for example, glass is a big one that can't anymore, but they can still be taken to your Sarcan facilities. But you can now put in coffee cups. You can put in dessert boxes, plastic tape dispensers, dental floss containers. So there's a bit of a pivot just to make sure that we're aligned and to be more efficient and effective in the way that we do our recycling.
Mayor, will you be wearing your ladybug wings and headed over to Victoria Park this morning at 9:30 when they release all the ladybugs?
Yeah, I don't know if I have my wings handy, but definitely I'll be there to release the ladybugs for sure.
Now, tell everyone why we do this. I bet you know. You're quite the insect scientist, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, scientist indeed. So the ladybugs really help control the aphid population. So it helps in the city to kind of take care of those pesky little guys that are a little bit frustrating when you're trying to sit out on the deck. So ladybugs are our friends, and they're going to help us have an even better summer here in Regina.
You almost sounded like the old Bob Barker there. Help control the aphid population, get them spayed and neutered. But nonetheless, that leads me to my next question. Country Thunder, are you going?
I am. I am going to one. I'm going to see Def Leppard.
Of course you are. Do you have a cowboy hat?
I don't have a cowboy hat, but I'm not sure if I need one for Def Leppard.
So. Do you know a lot about what goes on out of Country Thunder?
I mean, I've been around long enough. I feel like I should know something, but this sounds like a trick.
Well, good. Welcome to the Craven Country Thunder Game Show Quiz. We've got you now.
Come on down.
Which of these, Mayor, is most likely to happen at Craven Country Thunder? A, someone riding a mechanical bull in a wedding dress. B, a full crowd singing every word to a Bailey Zimmerman song. And C, a spontaneous mud wrestling match near the porta potties.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I should go by what I want to see or what's going to happen.
Which of those is likely to happen?
The mechanical bull, someone in a wedding dress on a mechanical bull sounds pretty interesting, so I'll go with that one.
I'm going to say you're wrong. I would have said all of the above. Question two, true or false, if it's not dusty, muddy, and slightly chaotic, you're not really at Craven.
That's probably true.
Question three, you got one there. Who sang Indian Outlaw? He's performed at Craven.
I'm
an Indian Outlaw.
Tim McGraw?
Yes! Question four for Mayor Chad Baczynski. Did Garth Brooks ever play Craven? Yes, you guessed. I know, in 91. That was when it was known as the Big Valley Jamboree, but he did play. He was one of the, he was just breaking out into superstardom. Question five. Are my favorite country artists Brooks and Dunn, Kenny Chesney, and Keith Urban?
You said it really confidently, so I'm going to say yes.
You got that one right, too. How many right, Frank? Frank is just tallying up the score. He's got 4.5. Okay. Well, that makes... You're not perfect. If you were perfect, a certified Craven legend, I'd give you the title. But right now, you're a Craven rookie with potential. You've probably clapped on the wrong beat once or twice in your life, but I still think I show you respect. Enjoy Def Leppard at Craven.
I appreciate that. I'll take that.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, thanks for popping by and being a good sport.
Thanks, Greg.
Oh, you know that music. If you're a fan of the movie Jaws, you probably were already aware this is the 50th anniversary of the movie's release this summer. And there's a cool new doc that's dropped on Disney Plus today. It's got never-before-seen footage, fresh interviews with all the cast and director Steven Spielberg. He sat down for a new interview. And actually, a cool story about Steven Spielberg. After the movie Jaws was shot, one of the orcas, Quint's boat, there were actually two they used during the making of the movie. One was made to sink the other, well, for all the other shots they needed. That's the one that wound up after filming Jaws at the Universal Studios lot in Hollywood and sat there for many years next to the Jaws attraction, you know, where you're in the tram and the shark jumps up. Well, you could see the original orca for many years after Jaws was done filming. And Spielberg, actually, he has an office, too, at Universal Studios. And he would walk from his office occasionally to the ride, sit in the old orca when no one was around to reflect and reminisce about how Jaws launched his career. Till one day, he walked over and it was gone. And he was mad.
And then one day I went for one of my, about 6 months later, I went for another journey back in time down memory lane. The boat was gone. And I called up the head of the back lot and I said, what happened to the orca? He said, well, it was just rotting there. So we took an axe and took a couple of chainsaws and we cut it up for timber and we shipped it out. And I went nuts. I went nuts. I feel very bad about all the things I said to that poor man who took my phone call. But I was just beside myself. They had destroyed this piece of wood. And the fact that the boat was no longer in existence, it had died, you know. And it was just the strangest feeling for me. But in a way, it was good for me because it cut the umbilical cord that was joining me to some of my worst memories about filming that movie.
Steven Spielberg, he refers to how Jaws was one of his hardest shoots because he was a young up-and-coming director that saw the budget of the movie explode. It wasn't going well along with the length of time the movie took to shoot. It took longer because of the constant failure of the mechanical shark, and he thought that would be the end of his career, the movie Jaws, before it came out. And of course, how wrong he was. So one of the best movies of all time. In fact, some say it's a perfect movie. Director Quentin Tarantino just said in an interview recently that there is not a single shot he would change in the movie Jaws, thinks it's perfect. As a fan of the movie, I would agree with that there, too. Do my best to waste another day. What's your favorite summer food or drink this time of the year? Well, what makes you feel good? Is it a Slurpee, as Wendy Bott suggested? And what kind of food? Always welcome to text 1-877-300-7275. Wendy said not only Slurpees, but chicken wings on the barbecue smoker. That summer to me. Heather Paul said fresh garden radishes and peas. Shell Carney thinks summer has to have corn on the cob with melted butter. Yes, you describe a part of one of my favorites, too, for summer. 1-877-300-7275. Summer means fishing for a lot of people. I know that. And it's a free fishing weekend coming up Saturday and Sunday at provincial parks. There are a few catches, no pun intended. But here to explain, Jason Manity from getfishing.ca. Jason, thank you for being here. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
I mentioned it's free fishing weekend. It's key to understand there are still regulations that you have to consider, right?
Absolutely. The only thing free about free fishing weekend is you don't need a license. So you don't need to buy or purchase a license. But you do need to follow all the rules. They're not that complicated, but you still need to know what certain limits are on certain bodies of water. But the difference between, for example, a perch and a walleye. Perch you can keep in some lakes up to 25 per person. Walleyes, you're only allowed 4 max, sometimes less if a body of water has even more specific regulation.
Jason Mattity from getfishing.ca is here. Free fishing weekend on Saturday and on Sunday. How does our weather as of late affect fishing? We had hot weather, it got a little cool, hot again. How does that affect fishing?
If you will, the pendulum of the weather from hot to cold can sometimes turn the fish off, make them a bit lethargic. Often as a storm approaches, it could really kick up feeding activity because the fish know better than us of barometric pressures and how that probably feels in an aquatic environment. And sometimes people will notice, boy, before that storm, the fish really bit. And honestly, they will do that because sometimes they won't feed for 2 or 3 days. So they literally feed up. The blessing of the cooler weather is it will keep what I call the shallow fish, the ones in that casting distance from shore in a lot of lakes, present and active a little bit longer. As it continues to heat up and we consistently get into those high 30s, the favorite sport fish of Saskatchewan people, the walleye, they tend to want to slide a little bit deeper, a little bit cooler water. And a lot of it has to do with the food they want to eat goes a little bit deeper too. So that's the one blessing, is that the fishing's been good everywhere. I mean, June, early July, the fish, they're done spawning. It's eating season. You know, a cold-blooded fish, they are the same temperature as their environment. The warmer the water gets, oddly enough, the hungrier they get because they're burning calories just so much in that warmer water. So it's the best time of the year to get out and enjoy any kind of angling.
Has there been a blooming algae?
It's coming. I was out on the weekend just before free fishing weekend here, and water's still pretty decent clarity, but when you're dropping your lure down the side, you lose sight of it pretty quick. And you can see what looks like those tiny grass clipping things throughout the water column already. So if we continue, as they say, to get that hot weather returning, the blooms are going to come, and it could get pretty soupy on some of those lakes, particularly the Qu'Appelle system around Regina, that we do have a pretty significant algae set of blooms over the open water season.
Jason Mattity from getfishing.ca. If it's a free fishing weekend, point us in the direction where you think. If you're just a brand new angler and you think, okay, I just want to start slow and easy, where are you going to push them this weekend?
Obviously, the first thing you need to do is find a friend who is an angler. Maybe you can get out in a boat with them. Borrow a rod and reel from them. If you can't, you need a basic rod and reel combo. For $20 to $40, depending upon what you want to spend, you can probably pick yourself up a decent rod and reel combo that's got about 6-pound test, good for walleye, perch, and pike, and pick up a few lures too. So once you have that, like, I think you want to be able to be in a place where you're going to be casting from shore, probably for a lot of those first people getting out. You know, around Regina especially, you know, we've got Buffalo Pound. You've got some spots along the dam there in the provincial park that are starting to get weedy, but you can still get some casts out without a ton of weeds. Katepwa has got some deep areas right off the end of the point there by the provincial park. And if you can get to Lake Diefenbaker, that literally has 30 to 50 feet of depth right off like Gardner Dam and the Qu'Appelle Dam and places like that. That'll get you out a little bit deeper. And it's just a matter of being able to cover some of those depths a bit better. The other thing is I would start with, you know, your spoons, jigs, anything with a little bit of flash, wobble, vibration. It kind of alerts you to the presence of fish first. And then if you pick one or two off doing that and it slows down, then you can slow it right down and go with like a still rig that you load up with minnows, worms, whatever the case is, and let it sit there and just watch the rod tip. So it's kind of start fast, go slow if you have to.
That's some good fishing tips there, Jason Mattity. I thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
That's hot.
And 27 the high today. The heat yesterday and today, things are getting bad again with fires in the north. It's not helping. The province declaring yet another fire ban. The ban means no open fires, controlled burns, or fireworks, but does not extend to ATVs, at least not at this time. There are 13 uncontained fires in the province right now. And to see where all those fire bans are, check it out. We've actually put a link to the wildfire situation and map of the fire burns on our story at CJME.com as well. Fire bans, I should say. etsyjammy.com, too, to visualize it a little more, too. Really quick reminder, it's coming up 9:30 this morning. If you're off with the kids or grandparents, this is a great event. It's in Victoria Park, the City Regina Ladybug release. Hundreds of thousands of ladybugs set to be released, and many of the kids will go home with some to release in their own backyard, too. They fight the aphid population, right? Aphids can cause a lot of stress and damage to our trees, and apparently a single ladybug can eat up to 2,400 aphids. If you live anywhere in Regina where there are a lot of trees hanging over your vehicles, you know that gooey sap on your vehicle, that is, well, from aphids. So look, that honeydew from the aphids can also attract wasps and ants, so ladybugs are our friend. 9:30 Victoria Park, too. If you run a daycare or a day camp with little ones and want to go, they encourage costumes. There's going to be some treats while they last. And you can tell any city bus that you're headed there, and they'll take you there free, too, if you're a daycare or a day camp as well. So 9:30 till 11. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, hey, top spot in the West on the line tomorrow night at Mosaic Stadium. The Riders wearing their obsidian green jerseys and hosting Calgary. The Stamps open in knockoff. Their second unbeaten club in a row. They did it last week, right, against the Bombers in the green and white. We just want to be 5-0 by the time they leave town. We'll see what happens. AJ Ouellette says it's always good to come off a bye week and meet the best in the CFL.
I think everybody's excited to be back. That's what's good about our group is, you know, the bye is always good to just refresh the body, but they're eager to play football, so they'd rather be here than on a bye.
Yeah, it's a face-off between the two top running backs, right? With AJ at number one, Stamps, Dedrick Mills is ranked number two in rushing yards, and we know what Saskatchewan's defense has been like. They've been pretty solid as of late, but look what Calgary did last week against the Bombers, right? Derek Moncrief, Damon Webb, a couple of former Riders. They had an interception, returned them for touchdowns, and that Stamps victory. So what I'm saying is this is going to be a good game. Looking forward to it. 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. As of right now, a few thousand tickets left, too, but let's get closer to a sellout here. We're getting there, but it would be nice to see it sold out.